My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, kids. Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Jerry Judy, Cedric Tillman, Jamari Thrash. I've just given you the five wide receivers.
That's five.
And unfortunately, the sixth wide receiver is no longer there. That was David Bell. I thought David would be on this team for a long time. You know, they let Jarvis Landry leave. And I thought, well, who would be the perfect replacement? And then I saw this young go-getter from Purdue University.
David Bell, sir.
I said, look, this is the perfect complement to Jarvis Landry, who's no longer with the team anymore. Which I was kind of bummed. Yeah, that is true. Big drum. Yes, well done. And then I turned, said, here it is. This is the time. This is the place. This is the moment. And that moment never really happened. And so now, as I saw with the text, as Daryl Ryder was trolling me as fast as he could, 40 seconds before
he sent it to me, and I said, hey, that's Baskin's guy.
Oh, why? Do you think it's your guy?
I think so.
You know, you do a podcast with a guy you think he'd know you a little bit.
He doesn't listen.
He must not.
He doesn't listen.
Your collective unit.
So, David Bell released yesterday. And just want us all to realize what could have been for David Bell. I
think he's back, though. I think he'll be back.
They'll get him back through the...
Either that or Andy, or he'll be picked up by another team and put on their roster. If he goes on a practice squad, it'll be the Browns.
Unless they decide you have to assume. Here's what I was thinking yesterday, okay? Yeah. I'm like, man, they cut him on a Thursday before the game week. They just went through all the roster cuts. Why did they wait? Why'd they wait so long to do this? And then I was like, well, either they're trying to sneak up an extra offensive lineman that they might need. There's a part of me that thought maybe they're trying to bring up another tight end. If that was what they wanted to do, I hope nothing crazy happened where he made somebody mad or his agent called up and said, hey, you need to trade my guy or you need to let my guy go. And so I started thinking of all the possibilities. If he does work his way back out of the practice squad, then that last line, you can forget about that. And that's what I kind of hope it is. But it's almost this whole notion of, you know, these third round picks, the Browns just keep struggling with. Keep hanging on to the third round pick. I don't know
why it
is.
It's odd.
It's bizarre.
Andrew Berry has made 9 third round picks. 9 third round picks. 5 of them are no longer on this team. Isn't that weird? And it's not going back that far.
No.
He's only had 5 drafts.
Cedric Tillman's still here.
Zach Zinter, Cedric Tillman, Martin Emerson, and Alex Wright are the 4 that are still here. Gone, who AB took in the third round. I call him AB because I call you AB.
Oh, that's cool. Aaron Boone also says you can call him AB.
Siaki Ika.
Mm-hmm.
Now David Bell, for now. Anthony Schwartz, Jordan Elliott, Jacob Phillips. Gone.
I just don't get it. I'm sure it's his chance. Yeah. I'm just looking at, you know, what they've been able, you know, I'd look at all the first round picks this team has had, but we haven't had some in quite some time.
Last year.
I think Myles Garrett in the NFL. Was that 1999 they drafted Myles Garrett in the first round, first overall?
Do not know.
Okay. Or 17.
Last year in the NFL, 15% of starters were taken in the third round.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's a good stat.
Across the entire league. It's according to Yahoo.
How do you feel about this wide receiving core now that they're only carrying five wide receivers? Does that matter to anybody?
Andy,
you have five wide receivers right now.
In all seriousness, not to make you mad, and I feel bad for David. I don't want to see anybody.
Yeah, I do too. I'd like to see him.
He was the sixth. He was the sixth guy.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that.
I know you knew that.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because Jamari Thrash, there's some excitement to his game. He's got some pizzazz, man. I think if they get him the ball.
Well, you know what he does? He makes plays.
Yeah.
At least in the preseason. Let's put the asterisk right there, okay? In the preseason, he looked pretty good. And I mentioned scouting reports on him coming out, and I thought it was really interesting because a couple of them said the same thing. Said, well, he's not really fast.
Hmm.
He doesn't run the greatest routes. He's not overly athletic. You know what he does? He makes plays and produces. And I thought, well, that's ultimately what you want, isn't it? It's like, for instance, Jerry Rice was not the fastest wide receiver.
But he could catch a BB off the ground with his teeth.
Catch a brick. He made plays.
Right.
And in game speed, you weren't going to catch him.
Did I ever tell you my Jerry Rice story? Do you want to hear this real quick? No, it's not. You brought Jerry Rice up.
Well, I brought him up.
What a great receiver he was.
I know. Okay.
I know. Do you want the story or not?
I sure do.
Anyway, real quick, I was interviewing for a job in Columbus, Mississippi, right? And they all know I'm down there. So I'm going to talk to the owner of the station. And I walk up and we start talking sports. And he turns to me and we're talking about great wide receivers. And he goes, Jerry Rice, I got to catch a BB on Garland's tee. And I was like, what? And he had that kind of accent, right? And I was like, excuse me?
A southern accent with a staccato delivery.
Yes.
Oh, that's
like
tough.
Louisiana.
That's a
right?
tough combination.
And it was like, that guy, catch a BB on Garland's tee. And I'm like, what? And so I asked him like five times to repeat it. He said, that guy could catch a BB off the ground with his teeth.
Yeah, you weren't getting that job.
No. So everything was good. I go back down and I go to talk to the other sports guy. And he's like, hey, how'd it go? I go, I was great. He goes, well, you know, how was it? And I go, well, it was good. It was good. We had a great conversation. We talked about Jerry Rice. And he said, oh, you didn't ask him to repeat himself at all, did you? I was like, uh-oh. I asked him like five times. I could not understand a word he was saying. I could not understand a word.
Just like the coach in Waterboy.
It was, yeah, it was pretty close. But then I've got a friend who's from Louisiana here. I said it
you
to him exactly.
Job?
This is amazing.
He understood.
I've got a friend of mine who coaches football at Bedford. He coaches track around town too. So and I did it to him. I said the same exact line to him, the exact same way I said it to everybody else. And he said, oh, that guy could catch a BB off the. And I was like, how did you understand? I couldn't even understand what I was saying. Okay, that's my Jerry Rice story. I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay.
Very exciting.
A little bit of news. Dolphins all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey have agreed to a three-year, $72.3 million extension. He is the highest-paid corner in football again.
Oh, well, there you go.
Jalen Ramsey with a contract extension for a good old chunk of money.
Good to be able to.
$4.1 million per year.
Really good to be able to chase other people around a football field.
Per multiple reports.
Pays well. Good for him.
Why do we even mess with these caps? Why do they?
Cap schmap.
I don't get it. Like, guys are getting paid left and right.
Browns have no cap space. Let's convert Deshaun's into a signing bonus. Hey, Browns have cap space.
Like, every time we turn around, somebody's getting top five money without having to be called a franchise player. We talk about, oh, they're going to be hamstring down the road. Oh, look at New Orleans. They're going to look like New Orleans down the road. I don't get it. Like, we sit here and we constantly, like, well, how do they have the money to do that? Where they go look at San Francisco's roster. Look how many guys are top five paid. and go, how are they getting around the cap? I don't understand this. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But you know why? Because the NFL does, it does feel like it's a level playing field that teams can figure out a way to get a guy if they really want a guy and stay competitive and be a good team. So I don't know. I'm so used to us being a bad team since the team came back in 99 that I'm enjoying the fact that they can run with the big dogs now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Do the Browns have a problem with, and I'm serious, with scouting when it comes to third round picks? I mean, that's not a good percentage.
I think it just happened that way. I don't think it's
there's nothing there.
I don't think they sit around after the second round. They're like, "Hey, man, who's got champagne and cigars? Yeah, I'm too drunk to make a pick here in the third round. I don't think they're doing that.
They nailed one. Martin Emerson is a terrific player. I think they've nailed another one. I think Alex Wright could become a really good player, and we hope that for Zach Zinter and Cedric Tillman. But Siaki Ika couldn't see the light of day. David Bell hasn't produced here. Maybe he will. Anthony Schwartz was a complete bust, sorry to say. They decided not to keep Jordan Elliott, decided not to keep Jacob Phillips.
I just think it's a weird...
If it was a fourth rounder,
would it bother you? What if they had trouble with fourth rounders?
I don't know. If you're a third round pick, you got a pretty good chance of having a decent NFL career if you're a third round pick. No guarantee, but
You know what's interesting? There's plenty of fifth round picks on this team too. Jamari Thrash, Nick Harris is a fifth rounder,
but.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson's a fifth rounder,
and they gave up on Nick. But they gave up on Nick Harris.
Well, they brought him back though.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Out of necessity.
Okay. Well, sometimes that stuff happens.
I know.
Cameron Mitchell's a fifth rounder. I mean, it's weird. They hit on fifths and struggle on thirds, and we don't have enough firsts to kind of.
I truly don't think that there's anything to the third round thing. I just think it's a really odd coincidence that they've not hit on most of their third round picks. And most by, 5 out of 9.
I'm starting to look at even first round picks, even when we did have them, and how the impact, Denzel's impact
first
is.
First round pick. Well, that goes before Andrew Berry. I'm just looking
right.
at, I'm just, oh, just
right,
looking at AB.
But still, for the first rounders
guy,
that have AB. Stuck around, obviously Denzel Ward, Miles is one. Denzel's got to be two, right? Njoku. Number three. I'm just looking at the first round picks that we have that are still, and then Jed would be four as far as success rate. I mean, they're all starting. Oh, Greg Newsom's in there too. I forgot to put him in there. I just looking at the success rate of their first rounders. It's just so weird. that third round curse is just, let's see what they do next year. How's that sound? Fair?
Okay.
Are you still confident, though? Let me go back to this wide receiving core, because now you're going into game one with five wide receivers. Does it make a difference if David Bell's name's there or not? Andy, does it make a difference if they have a sixth wide receiver or not?
Who do you know who has been screaming for them to add another good wide receiver?
You, for years.
Yeah, and I've still been screaming it. I think the wide receiving core is a little light. What I think needs to happen is at least Jerry Jeudy and then one other guy come along and really step up. I think Cedric Tillman could be terrific. He's a third-round pick. I like Cedric a lot. I'm hopeful that Elijah Moore can find it because he's kind of the forgotten guy here. But Jeudy better play because, as we talked about yesterday when we were looking at the offense, and they're paying him like a top 20 wide receiver, and he's not really performed like that in his career so far. He's got to start performing like that. I think Cedric Tillman could be really good. I do. My fingers are crossed. Big-bodied wide receiver who can go deep. I like that a lot. And keep in mind, Elijah Moore and Amari Cooper are free agents at the end of the year, and they clearly have chosen not to pay Amari. If they didn't give Amari a long-term contract after last year in this offseason, why would they do it when he's a year older?
I don't think so. I think you're right. I think they're moving on. Unless he would have to do something like...
He's not getting a long-term. They might bring him back for another year.
Maybe two.
Yeah. With an option, yeah. But if I'm Amari, I'm going to go look for a deal somewhere else where I can get guaranteed money.
What did we say this week? They're the eighth oldest team in the NFL right now?
Fourth.
They're the fourth.
Yeah.
Which is weird. They have eight guys over 30 on the roster. Which is weird. Your special teamers. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're trending the other way. Maybe they're willing to hang on to guys that are a little bit older to keep the roster. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the future and if they change that. I forgot. Remember there was a sheet that said these are our cornerstones of building
guardrails.
Guardrails, yeah. They're guardrails of becoming great. And one of the guardrails was the 30-year-old bar that if you were over it, you were going to be in trouble.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.